guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Incredible Monday Night Football game last night in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson led a historic comeback for the Ravens. We're going to get into that in the next segment. Jeff Cock is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now we're going to turn our attention to college basketball because tomorrow night Memphis Madness will happen inside FedEx Forum. Tickets start at just $5. Some lower-level and club-level seats remain available. You can purchase them right now at GoTigersGo.com. And the man who has built the team that has created all of this excitement, he's with me now. His name, of course, is Penny Hardaway. Make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
So, Penny, Memphis Madness scheduled for tomorrow night. You've got a preseason top 10 team that includes multiple five-star freshmen. You're going to introduce them to the fans. After not having this event in this way last year and then playing in front of reduced crowds last season, how much are you looking forward to seeing FedEx Forum tomorrow night look the way it's supposed to look?
Man, I'm very much looking forward to having it back to full capacity. It was really weird, but I was definitely still appreciative to even be playing the game, even if it was in front of a limited crowd. But to be able to have our entire fan base back there tomorrow night, I am very excited. I know the players are as well.
When you're considering which entertainers to try to get for an event like this, how much do you talk to the players about who they'd like to see? Because they don't seem shy about letting everybody know who they would like to see. How much are their players, and how much are you involved in that process?
Well, pretty much we let Artemis Pepper, we let him pepper mouth it himself, and Curtis Gibbons kind of do that. Because the players, the person has to be, his schedule has to fit what we want. You know, that person that the boys will want. So we really never have asked the boys. We kind of just surprised them, and we let Curtis Gibbons and Pepper Mouth himself pick those guys.
Let's talk basketball for a minute. You had Pro Day last week. By all accounts, it was impressive. What did you hear from NBA executives or scouts after the fact that stood out to you? How did they assess the talent you've got in that building right now?
Well, you know, when you get the assessment from the scouts, they come with it was very energetic, had great enthusiasm, and all of the players look like they enjoy playing with one another and being around each other. That's huge because those are the things that the scouts look for, how you communicate with your teammates, your body language, what kind of energy do you have, the enthusiasm that you have if someone else makes a great play versus you making a great play. All those things are a part of, you know, going to the league nowadays so that they can make sure that they make the right pick. So that's basically what I was hearing.
How much do you pay
attention? They thought the talent was phenomenal.
How much do you pay attention to those things when you are recruiting prospects? I've always had coaches tell me that they will watch a player sit on the bench just as much as they watch him on the court because they want to see how involved he is, how he treats his teammates, how he treats his coaches. How much do you pay attention to that on the recruiting circuit?
No, that's exactly what we look for. I'm the same type of guy. You can't be successful with uncoachable kids that only want it to be about themselves. And you think that you can fix them when they get to your school, and you can't. It's just they've already been allowed to do so many things by their coaches that you just can't break those cycles. It's been too much, you know, a part of who they are for like 4 or 5 years, and they're not looking to break it. So the kids that I'm recruiting, I'm looking at how they handle their teammates and, you know, during the conversation through the recruiting of how they're answering certain questions for me when it comes to team, and definitely look at all those other things as well.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway, Memphis basketball coach. Memphis Madness tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum. Doors open at 6. Everything starts a little after 7. Tickets remain available. GoTigersGo.com. So you're officially in preseason practices now. Obviously, you had a good grasp for what Amani Bates and Jalen Duren could do even before you got them on campus. It's why you recruited them. But now you've seen them a lot. So let's start with Amani. What have you learned about him since he's been on campus? What can he do that you maybe weren't totally sure he could do before you started working with him regularly?
I saw it a little bit. It's two things that stood out to me right away. How hard he works. Like, he's the hardest worker. Like, everything that he does is full speed, and he doesn't take any breaks. He's, like, one of the hardest workers. The second thing is his vision on the court, how he finds people and passes the ball, because he's known as a hardcore scorer. You know, a guy that's like a Kevin Durant, but he can find people. It's two things that stood out to me.
Same thing for Jalen Duren. What can he do that maybe you weren't totally sure he could do before you started working with him regularly?
Well, I watched Jalen live more, so I saw a lot of everything that he could do. The biggest thing that shocked me is his IQ of the game, and is the IQ and knowledge of the game. He's a great shot blocker. He's a guy that sets great screens. He understands how to get other people involved, and he puts himself last a lot of times when it comes to the scoring, but first in all the other areas that you have to hustle in, and that's really two good qualities, or some good qualities from some young guys.
Talking to Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway, Memphis Madness tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum. I bet over the past 2 months, I've been on a dozen radio shows or podcasts all over the country, and they always ask me about you and about your program. And it's not just because I live here. It's because you are entering this season as arguably the most interesting story, interesting team in the sport. Do you recognize that here in town or even out of town? Have you noticed an uptick in excitement about Tiger basketball?
Yeah, for sure. When you start, you know, we've gotten the names before. You know, when you had James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, Boogie Ellis, Musa Cisse and all those guys, DJ Jeffries, you get all those big names, and then there's expectations. But then those are all young guys. Then you go out and you get Chandler Lawson, you get Earl Timberlake. You know, you get Imani and Jalen to reclass. You bring Josh Minot, Jonathan Lawson. You get the mixture of old, and then you still have DeAndre Williams, Landers Nolly, Lester Quinones, and Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris and Jaden Hardaway and those guys. You get a mix now for the first time. Now it becomes way more interesting because you're not all young and you're not all older like you were the first year when I took over Coach Tubby's team, and there's so much talent at every position. Now it starts to get interesting around the country. Like, okay, maybe we have something here.
You were the best defensive team in the country last season. Is that replicable with some new players? Do you expect to be overwhelming defensively again?
Yes, I do, because it's what we teach. It's how I teach the defense, getting Rasheed and Coach Brown, who are two really top defensive-minded guys. You can only get better in the areas that we were weak. What we do really well is we scramble and we take teams out of their stuff, but man-to-man defense has to get better. Communication has to get better. So the areas that we need to get tougher and stronger, we're going to do that this year with having the staff. And Cody, he's getting the defensive side. He's just an offensive genius.
You mentioned Sheed. We all have seen Rasheed Wallace, the player. We know what that looks like. What does Rasheed Wallace, the coach, look like? Anything like Rasheed Wallace, the player?
Nothing like him. It's from the point of view of the anger. He's really his high IQ. He has energy, which he played with when he was a player, but none of the antics when he used to get all the technical fouls and anything. Like, he's more of a teacher and a supporter and a positive guy than he is anything else. And he has the energy.
I'm wrapping up here with Penny Hardaway, Memphis basketball coach. Memphis Madness tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum. Tickets available, some in the lower level still, at GoTigersGo.com. They are as inexpensive in some cases, as just $5. Penny, I appreciate your time. Last thing before I let you go, I get asked all the time what the expectations should be for this Memphis basketball team. I think I have an idea, but I'd be interested in what you think. If you and I are talking in April and you tell me, man, that season was a success, what in your mind will that season have looked like?
To be very honest, getting to the tournament, because we haven't gotten to the tournament. I feel like if we get to the tournament, it's two games per weekend, then we could do some damage once we get there. But you got to get there first. You have to get there. That's the main thing. There's nothing above that. I know I want to win a championship, obviously, but it's been NIT, COVID, NIT. You know, until you get to the NCAA tournament to see how it really is, you don't know. So to me, the win is getting to the tournament healthy. And then from that point on, I think we can handle what we need to handle.
That is Penny Hardaway, head basketball coach at the University of Memphis. Memphis Madness tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 at FedEx Forum. Everything starts a little after 7 o'clock. If you don't have tickets, you can get them right now at GoTigersGo.com. Penny, I always appreciate your time, man. I know you're busy. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Penny Hardaway, head basketball coach, University of Memphis. I mentioned at least a dozen times over the past 2 months, I get asked to go on a podcast or a radio show to not be Gary Parrish from Memphis, but to be CBS Sports College Basketball, quote, expert Gary Parrish. And my point being, they're not asking me to come on as a Memphian. They're asking me to come on to talk about college basketball. And I never once have I not been asked about Memphis. That's, you know, you go on these national shows or national podcasts, you're going to be asked typically about Duke, about Kentucky. You know, the mm-hmm. the you know, is this the year for Gonzaga? You know, the There's probably about, I could give you 15 questions that I'm going to be possibly be asked, and all seven of them are going to be on that list somewhere. Memphis is on it every time. In fact, this morning, I joined a podcast, a college basketball podcast called Screen the Screener Podcast. Guys who do it are terrific. And literally, the first thing they wanted to talk about was Memphis, Amani Bates and Jalen Duren. I think going into this season, the biggest story is probably, and it will certainly be on opening night, Coach K's final season. Because on opening night, Champions Classic, Madison Square Garden. By the way, Bennett, I'll be there. You need to put that in your calendar.
Okay.
You know, it'll be Kentucky against Duke. It'll be the first game for Paolo Banchero, a possible number one overall pick in the 2022 NBA draft. And it'll be Coach K, the first game of his last season, and it'll happen in the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden in Midtown Manhattan. That'll be the dominant story on opening night. But if you're looking for the most interesting teams, and undeniably one of the biggest stories in college basketball heading into this season, it is the University of Memphis men's basketball team. Because of Penny Hardaway, yes, because of Larry Brown, Rasheed Wallace, Cody Toppard, but also because of Amani Bates, Jalen Duren. Like Penny said, he has enrolled, you know, big five-star freshmen before, even number one players in the class like James Wiseman. But I don't think he's ever enrolled somebody as famous as Amani Bates. Amani Bates was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was 15 years old. Like James Wiseman was never on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Amani Bates brings us a new level of fame, celebrity. I know that's weird to say about a 17-year-old, but it is true. We live in a country where 17-year-olds can be famous. He brings a new level of fame into the program. And Jalen Duren also, to a lesser extent, I think, but still, people who follow basketball know Jalen Duren. So you've got an incredible mix of talent and experience and celebrity in that building. I don't think anywhere else in the country can match it. I don't think you could walk into any other practice facility in college basketball and have as many recognizable faces. Maybe that's the best way to put it. Have as many recognizable faces under one roof. Penny Hardaway, extremely recognizable face and figure. Larry Brown, same thing. Rasheed Wallace, same thing. Amani Bates, same thing. Jalen Duren, to a lesser degree, I think, but still mostly same thing. Talent, experience, and celebrity, all under one roof. And it's why FedEx Forum should be rocking and rolling tomorrow night and throughout this season as well. Because, and we've talked about this before, it doesn't matter really how it unfolds. I mean, it matters, but in this respect, it doesn't matter how it unfolds. It's going to be a big story no matter what. Either Memphis is going to be awesome, and they're going to be awesome with Penny Hardaway and Amani Bates and Jalen Duren and Larry Brown sitting there, or Memphis is going to be something less than awesome. And then it's going to be what's wrong with Memphis because they've got all this talent and experience. There's no excuse for them to struggle in the non-league or in the league once again in year four of the Penny Hardaway era. So it's a big story going in. It's going to be a big story throughout, and Memphis Madness will be a lot of people's first opportunity to get a good glimpse at exactly the type of talent Penny has assembled in that program. Again, doors open at 6 o'clock. Everything starts a little after 7, and some tickets do remain available for as little as $5. You can get them at GoTigersGo.com. That's GoTigersGo.com. When we come back, turn our attention to Monday Night Football. Incredible performance from Lamar Jackson last night. Historically great comeback against the Colts. We'll get into that next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.